Lesson is a continuation from the first lesson from Revelation chapter 20. And when the 1,000 years are finished, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go forth to seduce the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to war, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up upon the breadth of the earth, and surrounded the camp of the holy ones and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who seduced them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night for ages of ages. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, each according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. We also read from the Apocalypse Explained, Apocalypse Revealed, about the meaning of this story. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them, signifies the universal judgment executed by the Lord on all the former heavens. In the former heavens were people who were in civil and moral good, but in no spiritual good, thus who pretended they were Christians in externals, but in internals they were devils. These heavens with their earth were totally dissipated, so that nothing of them appeared anymore. Something must be said about the universal judgment described here. From the time when the Lord was in the world, when he executed the last judgment in person, it was permitted that people who were in civil and moral good, although in no spiritual good, from which they appeared like Christians in externals, but in internals were devils, should continue longer than the rest in the world of spirits, which is midway between heaven and hell. And at length they were allowed to make fixed residences for themselves there, and also, by the abuse of correspondences and by fantasies, to form for themselves, as it were, heavens, which they also did in great abundance. But when these false heavens were multiplied to such a degree as to cut off the spiritual light and spiritual heat in their descent from the higher heavens to men on earth, then the Lord executed the last judgment and dissipated those imaginary heavens. This was brought about in such a manner that the externals, by which they pretended to be Christians, were taken away, and the internals, in which they were devils, were opened. Then they were seen, such as they really were in themselves, and the ones who were seen to be devils were cast into hell, everyone according to the evils of his life. This was done in the year 1757. It is said in the world of spirits, because all come into that world immediately after their decease and are prepared there, the good for heaven and the evil for hell. Some stay there only a month or a year, and others from 10 to 30 years. And those to whom it was granted to make, as it were, heavens for themselves stayed several centuries. But at this day, no one stays longer than 20 years. There is a vast multitude there, and communities there, as in the heavens and in the hells. The last judgment was executed on those who were in that world of spirits, and not on those who were in heaven, nor on those who were in hell, for they who were in heaven were saved before, and they who were in hell were condemned before. From these considerations, it may be seen how much they are deceived who believe that the last judgment is going to take place on earth, and that then men are going to rise again as to their bodies. For all who have lived from the first creation of the world are together in the spiritual world, and are all clothed with a spiritual body. Before the eyes of those who are spiritual, they appear as men in a similar form, just as they who are in the natural world appear before the eyes of those who are natural. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.